97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is not an election between Republicans and Democrats. This is an epic struggle for the future of this country between dark and light. We will win this fight, or America will step off into 1,000 years of darkness.
We're going to protect this president by stopping the steal.
Stop the steal?
Stop the steal!
When I went to bed on election night, he was ahead.
The system is a lie. The ballot counting's a lie.
It's called democracy. You count every single vote.
Yeah, that is part of a new documentary out called Fight Like Hell about January 6th. And maybe a different approach, according to the producers, to tell this story, they claim, in an unbiased way. And we got Ford Fisher with us right now, one of the co-writers and cinematographer on Fight Like Hell. Ford, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So were you there?
Yes, I was there on January 6th, as well as at many of the rallies that preceded it over the previous few months that get a lot less media attention than the day of January 6th itself. But the film has all of it.
Yeah, I was there, too. I was the only media personality from St. Louis who went to D.C. to cover that for the radio station here. So when I saw your trailer, I mean, I recognized, obviously, a lot of those scenes from around the Lincoln Memorial and even some from the front lawn of the Capitol there. I was not up by the front, but I was a little further back down the lawn. But so tell me your approach with this documentary.
For sure. So I think that there are two critical elements that really make the film different from many of the other documentaries, and especially the news coverage that kind of came out of January 6th. Firstly, for the beginning of the documentary, you do see from November 3rd, election night, all the way kind of until January 6th, how there was a Stop the Steal movement that formed in real time, from November 5th at the very first one that had like a dozen people to rallies that drew thousands of people to Washington, D.C. with far less fanfare and kind of media attention. On January 6th itself, what the film has that's rather different is, firstly, a previously unreleased IMAX grade footage. So when you're watching the film, you're seeing a lot of January 6th footage that just the world has never seen before. But on top of that, something that's very different about it is that whereas the media and other films in the documentary space tend to kind of make the case for or against Trump or trying to make people look one way or another, it's a very, very raw presentation. There's no commentary. There's no voiceover. There's no after-the-fact interviews. It's a very raw presentation of what somebody on the ground would see in real time from the front lines of these situations.
Being someone who was on the ground, Ford, what was your takeaway? What was your personal experience on that day?
Yeah, so your co-host mentioned that they were on the west front of the Capitol. I arrived on the west front along with kind of the beginning of the march that came from the Trump speech. Something that's important and that the film, I think, demonstrates pretty well is that there were people who breached, of course, before Trump actually finished speaking. Myself personally, I was at the front of the group who marched toward the Capitol with the conclusion of the Trump speech. So by the time I was there, chaos had already ensued. Ultimately, I went around to the east steps and then back to the west. And what I definitely saw is that there was a variety of levels of participation, right? To be sure, a couple thousand people participating in going in, some participating in violence and so forth, but also tens of thousands of people present, as your experience being distant from kind of the West Lawn would be. You know, it was the front lines that were encountering that kind of conflict, as well as, of course, there were gigantic crowds of many people who wouldn't see that kind of action up close.
Right. Yeah. And for those of us further back in the crowd, it was not clear at all why the first, smoke bombs were even set off, the tear gas. Nobody could understand what was going on. You were there, Ford. There were multiple rallies scheduled all around D.C., both on January 5th and 6th. And I went to the one that morning down by the World War II Memorial, and then moved over by the Lincoln Memorial to listen to the president's speech. And there were people there with their kids, with their dogs. I mean, that was not a crowd that was there to overthrow or create an insurrection.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, as I think that the film demonstrates well, and I do want to plug that you can watch it for free on YouTube, Fight Like Hell. What I think that it, does demonstrate, and what you're kind of pointing out is, you know, even conservatively, people say that there were 100,000 people who were at in the Capitol, meaning the capital of the United States.
Yes.
You know, six-figure number of people. Even the Justice Department kind of says, you know, at top, probably 3,000 people who they think that they would charge. Even giving that kind of liberal estimate on the number of participants, that's still like 3%, right? And so two things can be true at once, which are that, as you would see in the film, like, there was immense fighting kind of at the front lines, as well as far below, you know, so a single digit number of percent of people actually participated in that kind of frontline action.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
all of that being said, it's become an infamous moment in American history, and it's important to understand how that actually happened from that frontline perspective.
It is. And what you mentioned is the documentary Fight Like Hell is available. It's available now on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Fight Like Hell.
Absolutely. Ford Fisher, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, yeah. It'll be interesting to see that. I'm going to have to watch it. I mean, hell, I could be in there. And when the speech ended, I joined everybody else walking down, I don't know, it's at Constitution Avenue that goes down to the Capitol building, and I'm walking down through there with thousands of my friends. I was doing Facebook Lives for the radio station and for this show and taking video myself of that. He must have been right there in front of me.
I hope to watch this weekend.
Yeah, well, we'll need to check that out. Fight Like Hell is the name of that documentary.
Get more at 971talk.com.